League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome into Soccer Matters here. Man, the guys left, the wheelhouse guys left not in a good mood because of the heat here. I don't think it's too bad, but I think it's maybe it's because three guys are jammed together on the set here. A little body heat, I think Cody Stutz fell off his chair, cramping up here. Might need an 85th minute sub, Andrew Carlson.
Won't be me, that's for sure. I'm not leaving the cool confines.
I got a great fan
studio
here. I mean, this is great. It's blowing my papers all around. It's like what they do in concerts, you know, so that the singer's hair can flow through the air, you know. All right, welcome into Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. As always, tonight presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. And yes, we're streaming at ESPN97.5.com. And that, by the way, is also where you always get the podcast to this show. And I know podcast numbers are good and people are listening to it on their time as well. So both types of listeners are important. And for those of you who are listening in live, we love that, and we want you to be reminded here that 713-780-3776, the number to call or text in tonight. So if you have something to say and you want to text it in, it may get brought up on the air as well. All right, Tab Ramos, now the newly named head coach of Hartford Athletic in the USL. Of course, the former U.S. international, former Dynamo coach, he's going to be on the show tonight to talk about his new head coaching job in the USL. We'll talk the U.S. national team as well, and a number of different things. Kind of what he did in the interim after he got relieved of his duties from the Dynamo, and sort of, you know, what you think about when you have time, you're finally slowing down, you're back in New Jersey with your family. So a lot there. Warren Barton will not be on the show tonight. We're going to reschedule him for next Tuesday. Some things came up work-wise for him. So Warren will not be on the show. We are going to run an interview with Texas Tech head coach Tom Stone. You'll find this a very interesting interview because he talks about the women's game in great depth. He applauds the youth soccer community for player development as well. So we'll let you listen to that interview. But he's got a long lens. It's important to listen to people who have a lot of that institutional knowledge that goes way back. By the way, he's been at Texas Tech for 17 years. They've produced players like Janine Becky, a number of pros as well. Call in number again, text number 713-780-3776. Want your thoughts and get on the air tonight. Talk it up. I've got LAFC Dynamo tickets to give away. We're going to give away some of those every break. So if you're interested in being at the stadium tomorrow night, tune in. Gareth Bale and Carlos Vela in town. They've clinched. They've also lost two in a row. And they also got taken to the carpet by Austin FC in a big way and dismantled. So you wonder if they're going to come in tomorrow night at PNC Stadium against the Houston Dynamo baring their teeth. We do know Dynamo owner Ted Siegel is in town. He will be at the game tomorrow night. The commissioner of Major League Soccer, Don Garber, will be at the game tomorrow night. So there's a lot of buzz around this one, and I think it's an opportunity to see some big stars. And I will remind you, we go right to Bale and Vela. Okay, but let's think a little bit about this LAFC team that's had an amazing year. They're 18-6-3. They've already, by the way, clinched a playoff spot. 56 goals, second in the league to Austin FC. They got a plus 26 goal difference. They're 11-1-2 at home. They've won 7 games on the road. They're 7-5-2 on the road. And they're coached by Steve Cherundolo. And if you remember, Steve Cherundolo played 87 times for the United States, but was an absolute legend at Hanover in Germany in the Bundesliga, where he was also a captain. Played 370-plus games. Now, that's a one-club man. Played college soccer at Portland. It's an amazing story. And the guy's very quiet and humble. So, you know, you don't really see him beating his drum much. So he replaced Bob Bradley. And, you know, he's in an interesting spot right now. To lose two now, it's all about how you get into the playoffs now. So keep a close eye on sort of what teams are doing, injuries. All of these things will play a big part in the second season and the approach to potentially making a good run in the playoffs. So there you go. We'll also have on our Liga MX expert, Rodrigo De Luna, is going to join the show tonight. We're going to talk about the terrible injury to Tecatito Corona that's going to cost him a World Cup for El Tri. And we'll also talk about the demise of Cruz Azul, who just basically gutted their team. They got all kinds of scandal around it. Really sad after they had just recently won a title. We also will bring up Golden Balls FC. So you'll have to listen to that interview for that. That was a term coined by an English journalist, but there's some funny stuff there just to lighten it up a little bit. And Tab will finish the show off here tonight. So some great interviews, and phone lines are open right now at 713-780-3776. Producer Andrew Carlson and I will talk a little bit of Arsenal right now. We're sitting high on the hog. We're drinking champagne. 4 straight games. We have taken the full points. It's pretty remarkable. We will get to that as well tonight. We'll get to some Houston Dynamo, Minnesota United as well. So let's start off just with some of today's matches here. And I think we're pretty interested in what happened. Leeds drew 1-1 today here. Jesse Marsh and company 1-1 with Everton in town. Southampton, 2-1 over Chelsea today. Let's go to soundbite 22. It's Romeo Lavia who ties it up for Southampton.
This one cleared out for Romeo Lavia! That is some way to score the first goal of your career. A brilliant strike from the young Belgian. And Chelsea's lead lasted only 5 minutes.
And then Southampton would get a game winner from Adam Armstrong. Now, remember, this is the same Southampton that went down 1-0 to Manchester United. So this is a pretty big response, being down a goal to Chelsea. Here's Adam Armstrong.
Southampton have more space in the midfield with Diallo. Just breezing his way past Jorginho. This is James Ward-Prowse. Perot, 3 targets for him in the middle. One of them's Armstrong, and Southampton will have a half-time lead.
Here's your favorite manager, Thomas Tuchel, saying it doesn't take much to beat us right now. They got a soft underbelly.
I absolutely dislike to lose, and it's already second time in the season, very early, and this is, it does not take a lot to beat us. This is what I don't like. We are humble enough to understand that we can lose football matches and, of course, away matches. This is also, we don't like it, and we try to win every match, but the way we do this and is for sure something we need to understand as fast as possible and to change.
So you heard Thomas Tuchel there. We do know Liverpool bounced the Cherries of Bournemouth 9-0 this weekend. That was a point that was proved there. Here's Jurgen Klopp just talking about, we had a point to prove to ourselves, to the fans, to everybody.
So we had to prove a point. We had to prove a point for ourselves. After a short preseason with mixed results, good performances, lesser good performance, which is completely normal for our preseason. Having an absolute highlight that early in the season, playing really good stuff and then dropping for some reason. Yeah, I know how it sounds when you lose a game and then you try to explain it. It's always the same. Everybody, each manager in the world is a fantastic entertainer when you win football games. In the moment when you try it, when you have to answer questions after you lose a game and you try to find explanations, they always sound like excuses or whatever. And that's why it's the public part of my job is completely not important. It's just important what's the conclusion for us. And we that's why I say we had to prove a point for us. We were not happy with the way we played.
So that was Jurgen Klopp there. I disagree with him. Not every manager is a good entertainer when they win. They're happier for sure, but nobody entertains like Jurgen Klopp. And I do think the management position now, you know, it has just changed so much of what you have to do with the public persona, the energy you have to feel out to your fan base. And, you know the old, you know, I'm not going to say a whole much and go into the corner. It's not possible anymore. So you have to decide how you're going to use that platform as a manager, no matter what league you are in, to your advantage, to get your messaging out, to light up and engage your fan base, to make a manager somebody that the fans love to follow. Here is Ian, who wants to talk Chelsea and Pulisic. What's up, Ian?
Hey, Glenn, how are you tonight?
I am very good. How are you, Ian?
Good, I'm doing well. First of all, let me just give kudos to 97.5. I love Tuesdays. Got the Astros on the TV, but got the sound down and listening to your show, Glenn, like I do every Tuesday night. And so kudos to you guys. I love the show. I listen to it pretty much every Tuesday. But Glenn, just wanted to talk to you a little bit here about the Chelsea match today, and just should we be concerned as you know U.S. national team fans and the situation that Pulisic is in right now? I mean, just the team Chelsea, first of all, just looks so disorganized and uninspired, and you never want to question an athlete's heart. But I was watching that match, and when Pulisic came in, it just kind of seems like, you know, the writing's on the wall. I don't know how inspired he is to play, Glenn. And I just wanted to listen to your take on that. If you watch the game, because the guy is obviously skilled. He's one of the best American players that we have, if not, you know, arguably the best. And I'm just a little concerned about, as we're going into the World Cup here at a different time, odd time, you know, how concerned maybe us as U.S. fans should be. And you know, obviously he's going to stay at Chelsea, but just wanted your take on that, Glenn, and I'll hang up and listen again. Always enjoy the show. Thanks so much, Glenn.
Thank you very much, Ian, and that loyalty is like Steve Cherundolo in his career at Hanover. We thank you for that, Ian. Yeah, I think we have to be concerned a little bit about, first of all, the approach players are going to have going to a World Cup. I think Pulisic's a pretty strong-minded guy. He came on for Havertz in this game. It seems to be his role now under Thomas Tuchel. You heard the voice of Thomas Tuchel. But I think we're all tracking all these players, and we're all looking at them, and we want to see how they're going to approach the World Cup. Are they on teams that are successful? What type of form are they in? So I definitely think it has to be a concern for Christian Pulisic. I was hoping he was going to get out of there. There's still a few days left in the transfer window. But I don't think there's any question. I do think some guys are going to enter the World Cup in differing places, right? Now, if it's a struggle for him at Chelsea, I don't think any of us are concerned that he's, you know, not going to be in the first 11 for the U.S. national team, although I'm not going to speak for the head coach, Greg Berhalter. But I would say this. I would say that sometimes you get into a national team situation and it's refreshing. And vice versa, or you move to a different club. So I don't know. Right now, I would say Christian Pulisic doesn't look like a happy guy from the outside. He's on an unhappy team right now, and the collective sometimes influences others. Look at the Houston Dynamo. I mean, we can all put on a brave face and say training's great, and maybe it is. But, you know, the way they gave up goals in that last game, tell me a few people, you know, forgot to take everything out of their locker before going onto that field and into that game. So, you know, there's the posturing for the public, there's the gesture, and then there's really what's happening. I could say that for Christian Pulisic, you know, you do have to be a little bit concerned because he's our talisman, right? We're going to go into that World Cup with an incredible midfield, I think. A workmanlike midfield that physically stands up to it. I don't think that's a hard thing to figure out. The Weston McKennie, you know, Tyler Adams, and then Yunus Musa, if that's your starting trio. But that's an athletic group of guys. That's a bunch of guys that are not going to get run over athletically by anybody. Now, the soccer acumen and all from them playing against experienced veterans, maybe, that's where you have to begin to think about things. But, you know, we're all doing this fun thing now that we have all these great young players playing in top clubs around the world. It's absolutely exciting and entertaining for us to flip a TV on today to see Leeds United with an American coach, to see Leeds United with Brendan Aaronson getting an assist on the first goal, to see Leeds United with Tyler Adams patrolling the midfield. This is exciting. This is unprecedented. And this is why I think we're very excited about a couple of months away, the World Cup in Qatar. Okay, this is Men Without Hats, Ideas for Walls, taking a break. I do want to do a quick read here for one of our new sponsors. It's Cobos and Edo in the shadows of PNC Stadium, Minute Maid Park. Cobos is owned by H-Town's proud Raul Jacobo. They got a great open space down there, clean as a whistle. I'm telling you, you could eat off the floor at this place. It's going to be a hot spot for World Cup 2022, too. We're going to do a live show down there. Lots happening. Food and drink there. Best in smoked barbecue quesadillas, birria quesadillas, smoked pork belly. They got a variety of cocktails, a great beer selection, and they're always running specials. Get in and watch on the 14 crystal clear monitors. I've been in there. The monitor, you know, sometimes you go to places, monitors are off. They're fuzzy. They don't look great. These are clear as a bell. Dynamo Dash, you can watch it all down there. Astros, Rockets, Texans, international soccer. All you got to do is ask them to put a game on the monitor, and you're going to get it. Cobos in Edo. And by the way, go in there before the Dynamo LAFC game tomorrow, or go in there pre and post game, Dynamo LAFC. And with that right now, we'll give a pair of tickets away to the Houston Dynamo LAFC match tomorrow night. Gareth Bale in town, Carlos Vela, Jose Cifuentes, Chicho's in town, a number of big-time players. The number one team in all of Major League Soccer. Caller number 5 at 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Alvarez gets a touch. Foden back in. Haaland is there. It's another goal. Erling Haaland.
Hat trick for Haaland. 4-2 victory over Crystal Palace. Hey, we're going to remind you here, you can go to TikTok now. Soccer Matters is there. We're building that up. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Soccer Matters GD. And we're giving tickets away here tonight, so we're lucky that we have a winner already. By the way, I watched on Netflix last night, and I was telling producer Andrew Carlson during the break, the special on Luis Figo, when he transferred from Barcelona to Real Madrid, which was huge sacrilege. It's an amazing documentary, and I think the coolest thing about it is it's on Netflix. I think it's just called Luis Figo. And it basically, the footage there of seeing Johan Cruyff when he's coaching Barcelona, it brings back a lot of memories of these great Barcelona teams and goes into the egos of all the presidents of the clubs, and you will be stunned how this happened. And it's just a remarkable thing. So check it out, Luis Figo on Netflix. All right, so Erling Haaland, that goal you heard there, tied it up at 2-2. Here's his goal to make it 3-2.
Bernardo Silva took it quickly. Alvarez. Bernardo Silva stones. Erling Haaland once again.
How about a hat trick for Haaland? Here he is again. This makes it 4-2.
Gundogan in the final 10 minutes of the Etihad. Haaland wants it. Haaland has it. Erling Haaland has a hat trick.
And by the way, in that Luis Figo special or documentary that's on Netflix, you will see a very young Pep Guardiola as a player, which was also very fascinating because you remember the story about him. Johan Cruyff saw a skinny kid playing in one of their, second team and basically made him the brains of the operation because of the football mind that he, detected that Pep Guardiola had. Here's Pep Guardiola on the performance of Erling Haaland.
I saw his body language with 2-0 down, how he encouraged his mates. That first. It had the feeling that maybe he's not involved in the game. Always is there. He never ran away from the game. Always is there. As a striker, is incredible. He cannot touch the ball, but he had the feeling the ball is there. And this always is involved. And this is a... And after for the quality, the first goal, the cross is good, and the second is there. John Stones shoot wrong, but he's there. Don't tell me the reason why. The sense of the striker is there. And the third, the same pass, Gundogan and West Ham, we spoke about that, put the ball to his feet between the central defenders. It's quite similar to West Ham, how he used his body, and after the finishing, he put the ball in the net. He doesn't shoot. He put the ball in the net, soft, left, poof. Where the keeper cannot save it. And that means how good it is. But it's look the numbers. So sometimes striker is numbers. Always I thought about that. Did you see how many games have played in his career? How many goals? It's astonishing, honestly.
Unbelievable. And you know how many people said it's going to take him a long time to adjust. And you know what? He still is adjusting. That's the scary thing. Yet he's producing all these goals. And I think he's got definitely slack to now have to learn how to play more back to goal based on some of the teams and defenses defending in low blocks, which is a lot different in Germany, where he had a lot of open room to run like a giant Clydesdale with power and strength. Guardiola there talking about Erling Haaland, who's banging in goals already. All right, Andrew, it's your time now. Get happy in there. I play that song Happy by the Rolling Stones in honor of you because I know how happy you are with Arsenal. And you know what? For me, I have always looked through this glass and, I've seen the up and down of your emotion and your facial gestures and all these things over the last couple of years. It slowly started getting building up. We had to go through, we're going to fire Arteta. And now we're in the good times right now. It is still only 4 games, but a full 12 points. So let's get your take on the 2-1 win against Fulham, which, by the way, is not an easy game.
No, it's not. And there were people discrediting the win over Fulham. They took another 3 points today in their match. They're absolutely staying up. I know that Fulham's been a joke over the last, 5 or 6 years simply because it seems like they came up and then were immediately relegated in the 19th or 20th position every single year. But they're here to stay this time. They're very tactically astute with Marco Silva. They defend extremely well. Anthony Robinson had an excellent game, I thought, in their 2-1 defeat versus Arsenal this past weekend. And look, I think that this game, from an Arsenal perspective, coming down from 1-0 behind in the second half to end up going on to win, that's, for me, much, much more important and much better than, just walking to another 3-0, 4-0 victory. Because it shows some of the character and some of the steel that you have to have in your squad to do that. This is the first time, Glenn, since 2013 that Arsenal conceded the first goal in the second half to go behind and then ended up winning. They've drawn games in that situation before, but this is the first time in 9 years that they've had that similar situation where they're 0-0 at halftime, concede in the second half, and then go on to win the game. First time in 9 years they've done that. So I think it goes to show a new level of resolve that's in the squad. And it's really exciting to see. Now, they've got some injury issues coming into this game tomorrow and the matchup with Manchester United this weekend, but they'll figure it out. It's a great start to the season, and I'm extremely, extremely excited to see where things
go. No, I am. I love seeing you excited about it. Arsenal, by the way, is going to be at home to Aston Villa tomorrow. Andrew mentioned they flip it around and play Manchester United on the weekend. I do love the word you used, resolve, and then the powers of recovery. When teams have that ability to come back, to me, a lot of times that's a testament to the mental strength. You heard Pep Guardiola in that interview, if you listen carefully, say about Erling Haaland, when things weren't going well in that game, he did not leave the game. These little subtle things about players makes a big difference. Now, let's go to, and this is what I also like here. Here's Arteta, and Arteta right now, his big job, I believe, is now keeping these guys grounded. You know, finding the balance between, you know, not letting the heads get flooded with all kinds of things, but also making sure there's enough massaging and celebrating the great football that they're playing. Here's Arteta dismissing the idea of a title challenge.
No, I think it's just the start of the season. This is a long, long marathon that everyone is going to suffer at some stage. We're in a good run, and we have to try to maintain it.
So don't get carried away?
Absolutely not. Be humble and hungry.
Arteta again. Big boost to win in the fashion that they did, to your point, Andrew, coming from behind.
Big boost. Obviously, winning like this as well is really nice. When you feel that adversity during the match, after controlling the game and being on top of it, just hoping that it was a matter of time, suddenly we made a mistake, big mistakes, and they punished us. But then how we reacted against adversity, the connection again with those supporters, the atmosphere that we created, the way we went about it, the mentality that we showed. For the first one, Gabi, the way he played after that mistake. And the team believed, the team wanted to win the match. We went for it, and we managed to do it.
On another note, that's Guardiola there. I mean, excuse me, that was Mikel Arteta, who was once Pep Guardiola's assistant. And it's another reason why I think when you hire him, you're going, okay, look at the tutelage he's been under. I don't think there's any mistake about that. Let's get the Gabriel Magallan. How do you say his name, Andrew? Magallanes.
Nobody really knows. That's why he just goes by Gabriel.
Yeah, because, you know, if an English... Yeah, let's just go with Gabriel. But if it was an English commentator using that last name, it would be interesting. Like Gabriel Jesus, which we all know is Jesus. Martinez instead of Martinez. You know, it's all funny how, you know, the names get either anglicized in my case or, you know, differing ways of pronouncing things. Let's go with Gabriel. Here's his goal.
Martinelli's corner. Leno came again. Gabriel scored! And from behind, Arsenal lead!
Gabriel Magallanes, maybe. I don't know. Gabby Goal's going to be in action tomorrow with Flamengo because the Copa Libertadores is going on. Three Brazilian teams. And there is one team carrying the flag of Argentina, and that is Vélez Sarsfield. So this is three consecutive Copa Libertadores up to this moment now, where we're now in the semis, where it's been all Brazilian finals. Three out of four teams are Brazilian. Only Vélez Sarsfield is flying the flag for Argentina. A couple of things here. Vélez is going to open tonight against Flamengo. They're big, big underdogs. If you know Gabigol, Gabriel Barbosa, Arrasqueta, Ribeiro, all big players for Flamengo of Brazil. So we'll see what Vélez does tonight. They got to get a good result at home here heading back to Flamengo. And then Palmeiras and Atlético Paranense. And you know who the coach of Atlético is? It's Brazilian World Cup winner, Big Phil, Luis Felipe Scolari. So you get him, and they're the underdogs against Palmeiras. So Copa Libertadores brings some great stuff. I know for all you Premier League and people, you know, for any of you who get so rooted to simply watching one league, take a night off, watch some of this Copa Libertadores. It is pretty fantastic football. It's very different. It has a rawness to it. And let's not forget, all these teams that we're talking about here, biggest exporters of soccer players in the world is Brazil and Argentina, right? MLS is littered with them. You'll see them tomorrow night. And so is all the top European leagues. So no question, that's a good one. Okay. I want to take you into a little bit here from some of the other leagues and some of the other sound that we have pulled. of kind of significant moments and goal calls in Major League Soccer. How about Ricky Pooch? Now, we talked about Ricky Pooch, and we said, okay, is he coming here to play the game, or is he coming here to party in Los Angeles? And Ricky Pooch had a really good ball that was a really direct assist to Chicharito. That's something that obviously I think makes Greg Vanney happy. This comes in the LA Galaxy victory over New England. It's Ricky Pooch to Chicharito.
Pooch takes it down. Early ball, and it's a beautiful one. Chicharito's in. Chance to make it two, and he does.
Okay, so Ricky Pooch, that was a ball that basically breached an entire team, and he played it from the halfway line. Real Madrid, 2-1 over Espanyol in La Liga. Karim Benzema with the late winner in that one.
It's Rodrigo, and it's Benzema, and that's what he does, stealing in Karim Benzema. Will that prove to be the decisive moment?
Boy, has he blossomed ever since Ronaldo left, huh? It's pretty remarkable sometimes the dynamics when one guy leaves. And you'd have to say even with Manchester United's win with Ten Hag benching, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo and Harry Maguire, the responsibility that now flows with others. Barcelona 3-0 over Valladolid. Houston Coolis, supporters group you liked and loved. Robert Lewandowski's back heel goal.
May have been a foul in there. Threads it to Lewandowski. Lewandowski! He makes it look so easy. It's an art form. And he is the master.
Eltree fans, you better be ready for Robert Lewandowski in the World Cup and the polls. That's all I will tell you. And it's not great news that Tecatito Corona. It's very sad, actually. I don't want to make light of that. That anytime an athlete in any sport suffers severe injury like that, there, you know, look, there's a lot of mental anguish that goes on. Are you coming back? Will you ever be able to play again? I had that same injury that Yao Ming had the navicular joint, which is a bone at the top of your foot. It's in a really, really precarious place. And if you don't heal it correctly, it has the tendency to break again. That happened to me. And I remember I had gotten it in an outdoor final when I was playing with the Dynamos against Fort Lauderdale, which we ultimately lost in the final in a shootout. But then I went to play indoor, had to get that repaired in the off season because it was, you know, the bone had broken away from the top of the foot. And then you're doing your rehab, which back then was a lot more archaic than what they do for athletes now. There's no question about that. And I think it's like maybe two games in, a shift, my foot gets jammed against the boards in the indoor game. Some guy goes over the top on me, and guess what? It breaks again. So, you know, it's one thing to miss what I was missing. It's another thing to miss a World Cup. And we'll talk about that tonight with Rodrigo de Luna, what will be the replacements. By the way, don't think I don't know about Bad Bunny. Soft pop music for young people. It's great stuff. Reggaeton. See, if I'm going to listen to Bad Bunny, it's not going to be in my house. It's going to be on a beach somewhere. Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands. One of those types of scenarios. We're going to come back. I want to tell you about the exciting goal Michelle Ulosi scored before heading off to play with Nigeria and Randy Waldrum, the former Dash coach. Dash got a 2-2 draw, but it was a very, very good game against the Washington Spirit. We'll talk a little bit about that. I'm going to switch into some Dynamo stuff. Look, the way they gave that game away, it's frustrating, and I think people can be upset. There were people that fell asleep on the second goal. You had veterans who made mistakes in this game. This was a game you controlled. This is a game you had Minnesota United frustrated. So we'll talk a little bit about that and what's in store tomorrow night with LAFC. As we go to break here, just a great reminder for, again, Kobos, our new sponsor. Down in Edo, you get down there. Raul Jacobo is the owner of Kobos. He's H-Town proud. They got a great open space there, clean as a whistle. I've been down there. I love the smoked quesadillas. I've had the birria quesadillas as well. I need to hit some of the smoked pork belly because I do like pork belly. I love the fat and the flavor. These smoked quesadillas, the smoked flavor comes out in a big way. This is going to be the place to watch World Cup 2022, but I would say go to Kobos tomorrow before the LAFC Dynamo game. Get their pregame. Get yourself primed. Get some good food. Get some great cocktails. They got a great large beer selection. Or hit it up after the game. It's Wednesday night. Crystal clear monitors down there. Dynamo Dash, Astros, Rockets, Texans. They play it. Ask for soccer on the monitor. All right. They will be showing on AT&T Sportsnet the Dynamo LAFC game down there if you want to watch it in a pub atmosphere or a bar atmosphere. All right, we'll take a break right now. Caller number four right now, you get a pair of tickets, Houston Dynamo LAFC. We'll take a break. This show is proudly presented by our presenting sponsor, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, a big thank you to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm for being the presenting sponsor of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Look, they've gotten soccer on the radio. It's incredible that John and his firm have just really bought so into the game of soccer here, and all our sponsors, quite frankly. I think the beautiful thing is with my sponsors, they're all people I know personally. If you were to sponsor the show, you're going to get to know me personally, and you're going to have my phone number. And you know what? If Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture decides to have a sale on a stress list or something that changes, I get a call the day before, and we can talk about it and promote your business. So a big thank you to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. You get in a car, boat, motorcycle accident, it's John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. Also, by the way, DaspitLawAustin.com with our show on the Horn in Austin, Texas. They'll work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. 713-322-HURT. So a big thanks there. Also, exciting news, LamontBrands.com. We're going to be, I don't know if they're ready yet. I don't think they have hit the presses yet, but we're going to do the Soccer Matters t-shirts in five different colors, including green and orange. So excited about that. So we're branching out there. We're raising the funds for the 501c charity, the Snowdrop Foundation. Okay, real drama. Houston Dash 2-2 draw with the Washington Spirit. This was a great advertisement for the Dash and the NWSL. It was on AT&T Sportsnet. Here's the tying goal from Michel Ulossi.
Didasco. They're dropping back on top of their goalkeeper. The header shot is parried down. Second effort, it's all tied up. Ulossi has done it. She pounces on a rebound.
2-2 draw. It's a big point. The new coach, Juan Carlos Amoros, he's the interim coach still. They are going to make the playoffs for the first time ever. First time ever. So think about that. Chew on that for a minute. And they have an exciting team. It's not as one-dimensional and not as solely dependent on being direct. It has some differing variety in attack. And there's been some really, really good signings here. Ebony Salmon, Caprice Didasco, who got the assist on that goal. So good stuff there from the Houston Dash. I would just say this. I hope they're going to get out in the community more with these players. That's my biggest thing around the Dash. And soccer in general. If you're not selling your building out, you got to go to the people. And I don't think there's any question your biggest assets, I've said this like a broken record, are your players. And you got to get out in the community. And it can't just be for the sponsored elements, which I know you have to take care of. But you got to get them out to organic things as well, and events that are inclusive to all. And that's not just them. I would say that's the Houston Dynamo and any other pro clubs at any level, whether it's a USL championship or not. Okay, Tab Ramos later on, Rodrigo De Luna, and also we'll hear from Tom Stone, 17 years a coach at Texas Tech. And it's not necessarily a Texas Tech interview. It's an overview on the women's game as well, just off of that goal from Michel Ulossi in the 2-2 draw with the Washington Spirit. All right, let's go to the Houston Dynamo. Corey Baird gets his first Dynamo goal. Here's what it sounded like.
It's a wide-open Sebas to try and lob it in, and he does. Unbelievable. It's the first shot of the game for the Houston Dynamo. It's not Sebas Ferreira. It is Corey Baird. He is going to get his first goal of the year here in 2022, and it puts the Houston Dynamo up 1-0 here on the road.
Minnesota United. So, look, let's talk about this game. So, Corey Baird gets his first goal, and we've talked about the lack of production from wide areas and the supporting cast out there. It hasn't been good enough. That was a real question mark to me coming into the season. I thought the Dynamo and GM Pat Onstad might do more there. And also, you know, I do understand they need time to build this, no question, but the support system didn't work last year with Max Iarudi, so I don't know why it was going to work this year with Sebas Ferreira. That's a fair thing to say. Here's a game where Paulo Nagamura sets his team up well. This team, and by the way, you can call in, 713-780-3776. As frustrating Minnesota United in front of their fans, has taken the crowd out of the game, as far as I could tell, with our call here on ESPN 97.5. We weren't there. And you got a frustrated Adrian Heath, the head coach, and you got a frustrated Emmanuel Reynoso, playmaker. I mean, he's talking to the ref now. He's frustrated. And you give this game away. And the first goal is an own goal off a Reynoso free kick, which he absolutely whips in. But the lead up to this is just head shaking, because it comes from your goalkeeper, Steve Clark, who was brought in to bring you that experience. This is the man that's played in two MLS Cup finals. And we have to talk about the mistakes, because it's frustrating. And it's not the guy you would expect it from. But he's got two forwards standing at the top of the box. Vera has split them, but they're very close and they're pressing. There's no need to try to play out of the back at this point, at this stage of the game. You're 15 minutes away from a huge win. A huge win. You play to Vera, you get it back. You got Fragapani out wide, just kind of lying in wait. He's like a northern pike in the weeds. He's right, waiting for that right moment to just burst out of there and press somebody. So it comes back to Steve, and I'm thinking, okay, now he's going to just drive it long. He didn't push his team up the field, but he plays to Tim Parker, who I don't know if he's prepared. He's in a position now, he has his back to an onrushing Fragapani, and as he turns, he gets hit on the turn, and he's got to foul Fragapani. So that leads to this free kick, which is absolutely hit with tremendous velocity, and it leads to an own goal.
Dynamo trying to hold a little bit of a higher line here. It's whipped in. It's deflected. Oh, it's an own goal. Unbelievable. Goes in off of Fafa Pico after a whipped-in delivery from Reynoso. The Dynamo make a mistake, and they get punished for it on a day where they've been the better team tactically.
Nothing else for me to say. I said it all right there. So this is how the game winners won. Now, this was equally disturbing, if not more disturbing, because of a midfield that absolutely fell asleep. Now, how do you have a midfield falling asleep at the moment of truth here, trying to see out a game? And it includes a substitution. And you know, it's just stunning to me. You got a two-on-two out wide. Daniel Starris drops off. So now all of a sudden there's a big hole of space, which Darwin Seren, Matias Vera need to get in there. And, you know, of course, I would say also the defending in the two-on-two is not good, because Reynoso just kind of flicks it between two guys, right? And now all of a sudden, Benitez has just got, I mean, it's crazy. He's got 20 yards between him and anybody, 15 to 20 yards. Takes it to the end line. Coco Carrasquilla loses his mark, and they get a game-winning goal here. I don't know who lost the mark, but Benitez. But Amaria, the number nine, will get the goal. It's Minnesota United. I'm looking at these notes, and it says MUFC, and I keep thinking Manchester United. It's Minnesota United Football Club. 2-1 with the win, Luis Amaria.
It's Benitez and Reynoso. He's found Benitez. Benitez has got his head up near the end line. 2-1. Absolute sadness. Amaria could not hit the target all day. Just got a squared ball here. And it is now 2-1 Minnesota United in the blink of an eye.
So post-match, Paulo Nagamura said the team played well. Mental errors let us down. He said there were positives that they're going to take away from the game. But they don't have the staying power. They don't have the ability to finish it. Maybe that's part of a roster overhaul. The mistakes were made by veterans a lot in this case. And look, everybody makes mistakes. But this has become common here where the Dynamo give games away. We go back to the Vancouver game as well. So I'm at a loss for words on this. Now, Paulo Nagamura today addressed the media, and let's run a little sound from him. We'll go soundbite number six, that there's no time to lament the loss. We got LAFC tomorrow.
Again, there's no time to lament ourselves. It's another difficult task that we have ahead of us, a team that is on top of the league, the best team in the league right now, with great players. So there's no better motivation than going against the best team in the league. So I think the guys are going to be mentally ready, and they have an extra motivation to play tomorrow against LAFC.
It's got to be very tough for him. It's a first year. It's obviously a learning year. And you'll hear in the interview with Todd Ramos that it's a learning year for everybody. He's a young coach. Paulo probably has tremendous stress right now. He's probably wondering if he's going to keep his job. And it may be dependent on the way this season finishes. The Dynamo currently sit at the bottom of the table. They got a big opportunity tomorrow night against Gareth Bale and Carlos Vela. But everybody, I mean, I feel like I've been saying this year after year after year for 8 or 9 years. Everybody's jobs are on the line. I mean, you're playing for pride, your families. I don't know what it takes to motivate you. You know, you just have to really wonder. We can sit here and talk about it. And, you know, at the end of the day, that game is not on Paulo Nagamura. That game is on your players. So for all you all you people out there who are wanting Nagamura fired, he didn't lose that game. He didn't lose that game. Here's his biggest challenge on the season.
I think we're trying to accommodate the best with the players that we have to the style of play that we want to play, right? And a lot of times that go in conflict, right? Because we want to play some style, we want to play some way, and probably some of the players that we have on the roster doesn't fit that. So I think, to your question, I think the biggest challenge for this first year was to manage that part in terms of what we have and what we want to be. So but I think for most part, I think like when I really have a deep assessment throughout the year, I think there's a lot of good stuff. And there's only very, very few games that I come out of the game and say, yeah, we were really, really bad today.
You know, you feel for them, because I always root for coaches when they're in a first year of a job. And I hope they get a result tomorrow night. It's a big opportunity. You have to take it one at a time right now. I don't know what the future is going to hold. Ted Siegel's in town. The commissioner, Don Garber, is in town as well. So there is a lot going on. I didn't get to this in this segment, but Paul Pogba apparently paid £100,000 or something to an organized group that included his brother, who were extorting him for money. Absolutely bizarre. I would say this. There is a lot of gang-related robberies targeting celebrities and athletes, and you better think twice about showing off all your cars and your jewelry and everything online in this modern day. It's a bit scary. There's carjackings, kidnappings, armed robberies, shootings, home invasions. Not to be Debbie Downer, but, you know, you're living in a pretty dangerous world these days, no matter where you are, and it's not fun. I don't like it. All right, taking a break. Show is always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Reminder, TikTok, Soccer Matters. Get over to Twitter. Get over to Instagram, at Soccer Matters GD. And right now, on behalf of Advantage BMW in Midtown. All right, let's do this. And John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, caller number six. You get a pair of tickets to the Dynamo LAFC.
I'm electric. Oh, I'm electric.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.